This is artist Josh Burcham, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
This is Megatron, and you've found the All Things Transformers frequency here at the Geekcast Radio Network. Join Steve and Mike as they unleash the beast in you and discuss All Things Transformers. Excellent! Yes!
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me this adventure into Transformers is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, last time we talked about cartoons, this time we're talking about toys, because you are obsessed.
I have a problem.
You have a plastic crack problem.
And it started in January. And it has stopped. 2021 is not nice to me.
When
it comes to Transformers toys, like, I've always, like, my first ones, because I had to try and riddle them down to what I got originally. My first ones were Beast Wars, obviously. Before I ever saw the show, I think I got them. Or no, I did see the show, and that's what prompted my parents to pick them up. I got the Beast Wars Grimlock, the Beast Wars Cheetor, Beast Wars Armadillo and Iguanus, which I still have the Iguanus because my brother saved it for me over the years. I gave it to him years ago, and I forgot I gave it to him. So when we were in Michigan last, he's like, hey, you want it back as long as you're not going to sell it? And I says, yeah, I'm going to keep it. I said, I'm trying to actually reclaim a lot of stuff I got rid of. And he says, oh, okay, good. And then so he gave it back to me, and it was in perfect condition. So I saved myself $25.
There you go.
I had bought years ago, because I went through a massive purge of just all my stuff. Like, I just dumped it, which was kind of good and kind of bad. Kind of good in the sense that I didn't have room to bring it all with me when I moved, because we were already to the top of the truck. And bad because now I've gone back and bought everything I got rid of. So, I mean, pretty much. I got the Primal, I got the Megatron back then. So I got rid of a lot of stuff about 3.5-4 years ago because I just went through this purge moment. And some of them I got rid of is about 2.5 years ago at the latest. Like, there were some I held on to till the very last minute before the move. And that was when I was unemployed. So I was like, I got to dump stuff. I got to get rid of stuff. I got to make some money, which seems to be what happens to me every time I have all these things that I want. And then I go through a moment where I have no job or I have no money and I need money. And so I dump it. Hopefully I don't have that problem again. But anyways, all I had left was Masterpiece Optimus Primal. The only Masterpiece I'd owned since Optimus Prime, which I did sell years ago. I somewhat regret that one, but I somewhat don't. It was heavy, huge, and I had nowhere that I could put it because it was too tall. My obsession is with the War for Cybertron figures, because not only are they much more detailed and articulated and have a lot more posability, you know, ankle joints, knee joints, double joints, you know, wrists, elbows, hands, fingers, you know, everything you can think of. The necks tilt. Like, they don't just turn, they tilt. They're even coming with blast effects with stuff now, which never would have happened. I still wait for that stasis pod, but, you know. I ended up picking up, and this is where the addiction cracked in. I got Kingdom Megatron. Saw him at the beginning of January. The next week, found him at another Target after I called around to like four of them, after I drove to all four of them, picked him up. And then I had him. And then I was like, this is great. I'm like, it's as close to Masterpiece as I'm going to get because I can't afford it. Then I got Scourge from Studio Series 86, which those are beautiful figures. If I had the room for them and I had the money for them and they were like, I probably would pick them all up because they are spectacular. The Hot Rod, I was so on the fence on that one. If it weren't for the fact I'm hyper focused on the Beast Wars characters right now,
right,
I probably would splurge and get it. but I do love the fact that Hasbro's making everything with the War for Cybertron line. They started this, and I think somewhat with Power of the Primes, they're making them all in scale, which has never happened.
Right.
So they're making them all in scale. They're all, you know, roughly about the size they would be to everybody. You know, there's a couple of glaring differences when you look at the core size figures. But again, the core size figures are actually about a centimeter shorter than the original basic figures from 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. I put Iguanas next to my Rat Trap, and there's a height difference. But the detail and the articulation on the new stuff is insanely better. Although they're still cheap on the paint, which is where my customizing came in. But so anyways, I've picked up the majority of the Beast Cast. I've gone back. I have three versions of Rat Trap at this point. One of them's Transmetal, one Thrilling 30, and then I have the Kingdom. I have like Thrilling 30 Waspinator. You know, I have all the, I have Optimal Optimus again. I have Masterpiece, Transmetal Optimus Primal. I have, you know, Masterpiece, Dragon Megatron. I have, you know, a variety of other characters now. And, you know, I have Dinobot, I have Air Razor. I have, you know, I'm just waiting on Rhinox and a few others that are coming out this year, and I'm going to call it good. But yeah, so I mean, it's turned into this weird thing where I'm like, oh, I got to get them all. I got to get this. When I really don't, it's just, it's become that thing that I always wanted it when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Never get them. And now I'm like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. And see, I'm pretty much the exact opposite. Like, I love the toys. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely do. I love the G1 toys from my childhood, but if I was to have any of the G1 toys again right now, it would be few and far between that I would absolutely want to have. See, back in 2005, from 2005 to 2011, I was working in the social work field, and I was getting paid decent money, and I had extra money every month, so every couple of months I'd buy figures. In total at that time, I spent $1,000. G1 Optimus, G1 Blaster, G1 Soundwave, and a couple other G1 figures that in total, you know, throughout the purchases, like one was 125, one was 300, one was this, one was that. And you got to think, this is back 2005, 2006 when, you know, those things were going, and I don't know what a G1 Optimus goes for on eBay now, and I don't care. I'm not looking at that at this moment. I'm just saying, when I started collecting toys again as an adult back in 05, it was because I want, just like what you're doing now, I wanted to recapture my childhood. I wanted to have everything back. And then in 2011, some things happened, and I had to sell it all. And I'm like, okay, fine, sure. And from 2011 until 2017, I had, like, I love the toys. I love looking at the pictures. I love seeing them. I love that the fact they're released. I've never had a inkling of having to have them again, except for Funko Pop. Now, you know this. Most of the listeners should know this. Back in 2009, 2010, I believe it was Hasbro. I could be wrong. I don't remember off the top of my head. But there was a line called Mighty Mugs.
Yep.
And they were super deformed versions of all types of characters. That's essentially what Funko has been doing since 1998. The Pop line debuted a number of years ago now. I forget when, and I'm not trying to just gloss over when Funko debuted the Pop line. But when I found Funko Pop, I was like, oh, they're kind of like what Mighty Mugs used to be. And I was like, oh, this is cool. And I absolutely dug it. I thought it was great. And I don't collect all the Funko stuff. I only collect the characters that I want in my collection. For me, the reason why I love Funko is because I can have something. You've seen the old Diet Dr. Pepper ad campaign with Justin Guarini as Lil Sweet.
Yeah.
I know you've seen this. If I showed it to you, you'd know what it is. But basically, yeah. Justin Guarini was an American Idol runner-up back in the first season of American Idol. He lost to Kelly Clarkson, whatever. But I have his little sweet Diet Dr. Pepper Funko Pop. Would I ever have another action figure like that? Or the McDonald's characters? Now, I know McDonald's has done stuff with their Happy Meals over the years, but the fact that Funko has a Grimace, a Birdie, a Hamburglar, a Ronald McDonald
figurine that I could have, that I could just have to look at, to just, hey, this is Grimace from McDonald's. Who? The purple guy. He used to be a villain, kind of thing. And now they're doing the Retro Toys line, which includes Transformers. And I don't know how far they're going to take it. Right now we have multiple versions of Optimus Prime. We even have a Nemesis Prime Funko Pop. We have Grimlock, we have Megatron, Bumblebee, two different versions of Bumblebee, Starscream, two different versions of Soundwave, Jazz. And I think that's it. I'm sure there are more to come. But I think it's super cool and super fun. And, you know, we've done the reveal, not reveal, but the reactionary episodes to the announcements of the Kingdom line and things like that in the past here on HTF. Do I love that Kingdom Galvatron and Commander Class Rodimus? Absolutely. Love it. Love looking at it. I think it's great. Wow, there goes Animated Prowl down the street. You know, do I need those toys in my collection? Well, first of all, I can't. Funko Pops are like, as long as you don't buy them aftermarket, they're anywhere from $10 to $20. Whereas Kingdom Galvatron is $50. I don't have an extra $50, and I don't buy Funko Pops all of the time. Hell, I'll just say this right now. Longtime fan of the show, longtime fan of GCRN, longtime friend of mine, Bondo Mike, he sent me the game. I found him an eBay listing out for it, but he basically sent me the GameStop Optimus Prime Funko Pop with the orange energy axe because it's a GameStop exclusive. And I'm like, thank you so much. This just made my day. However, this pop, I don't know what they were doing with it. So the Funko Pop Optimus Prime, and I don't know if it's with all of them, but at least I think it is, because I think that's the way the mold is. They're trying to mimic the 84 toy. So it looks like, you know, his arms look just like, it has the stickers on it, it has the Autobot symbol on it, it looks just like the old toy was. Except the way Funko Pops are is the heads are always bigger than the bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Optimus Prime is very, very top heavy. I took him out of the box once today to take pictures, and then he went right back in the box after he fell over onto my little purple Grogu figure that Pia 3D printed for me. I like it. I think it's great. I love that they're doing it. And I love that I have it. At the same time, if I needed to get rid of my toy collection tomorrow because of whatever, if something happened, heaven forbid, I would. And I would be fine not having them anymore. I've just gotten so used to not having things where it's like, it'd be great if I get it, but I don't lose sleep over it if I can't.
Yeah, see, I try to adopt that mentality, but sometimes it doesn't work. But I do have a hard cutoff. Like, there are, like, yes, would I like to get my hands on a lot of the War for Cybertron stuff? Certainly. I love the new Ironhide mold. I love the new, you know, there's a lot of new molds that I would just love to get my hands on, but I don't have that extra money. Honestly, probably shouldn't be getting the ones I do, but I'm strictly sticking with, like, Beast Wars. And to begin with, I was trying to get multiple versions of characters, and I was like, that's not really realistic. I'm going to stick with just getting one version of each character, unless it's, like, Masterpiece, Megatron, and Optimus. And those were different. I'm still waiting on a Transmetal Megatron, but after I get that, then I'm set as far as the leaders. But the... You know, like, for instance, they're not going to have a Tarantulas with Kingdom until 2022. Well, I don't like his regular beast form anyway. I like the Transmetal, so I found a Transmetal one and just got lucky. Like, I just got lucky. Same thing with Rat Trap. Would I love to get a Masterpiece of both of those? Oh, yeah, absolutely. And depending on cost, I probably would. More than likely the Rat Trap over the other, but that's just because Rat Trap, there's still some things to be desired with the figure.
Mm-hmm.
and his backpack doesn't swivel and flip on his back. I know what's needed, like what kind of a part. I don't know what it's called. Otherwise, I would kitbash it and do it myself. But I can't figure out what it's called to do that work. And so I'm leaving that part alone. But I have repainted it. That was my first one I started repainting. When I repainted the head and the face and part of the legs and the arms and everything, it looked beautiful because it was the Fox Kids. Actually, it was the 10th anniversary reissue of the figures.
Right.
So it didn't have the problem with the original Transmetals were not only did they have some that had the gold plastic syndrome, which mm-hmm. for anybody that doesn't know what that is, look it up on TF Wiki. Basically, it's a certain type of plastic that they were unaware of at the time that they started using. And it uses a particular form of plastic, which was very brittle, but they didn't know that until well after. So basically within a 5-year time period, your toy would be pretty strong. Then mm-hmm. it would start to seize up.
Yeah.
Then it would snap for no apparent reason. Like, even if you weren't even pressing hard on it, it would just snap. And there was no rhyme or reason to it. You could leave it in the box. You could take it out. The only way that you got away from that is Hasbro is the one that did it. If you bought the Takara version, they didn't have the problem. So if you bought, right. like, the Metals version, which Megatron says Destron on him, is how uh-huh. you can tell there's some slight differences. He doesn't have brittle plastic syndrome. And so, therefore, if you buy that version, you're perfectly safe. But if you buy the other one, anything can happen. Well, anything can happen. Either the arms will snap off from the chest, which that is the most common. I had two of that Megatron. Both of them did it. Same arm. Or the swivel joint that's on the waist, where the tail flips and where the rest of it does its thing. It will snap. Like the swivel joint that attaches the top part of the torso to the legs will snap and it will break. And so that's the other option that you have with the Hasbro version. And there's many issues with the Hasbro stuff compared to Takara. Although when they went in 2017 for the Power of the Primes, they went with an aligned thing where Hasbro and Takara now do all of their R&D together. So there is no Takara version. They're all the same version.
Right.
So you get a little bit of the best of both worlds. You get a little bit better paint decos in some regards than what Hasbro would do, although some areas they're still lazy. Specifically the Beasts. There's aspects about that I'll get into in another episode about customizing. But the detail, like the physical detail that's there that Takara was known for is there, but Hasbro is cheaped out on some of the parts easily. You can tell when you're touching them. But I've enjoyed what we've gotten out of the line. And so, matter of fact, as of this recording, I found somebody on eBay that was selling a Transmetal Megatron, and it was snapped at the waist, but has everything else intact perfectly. It's snapped at the waist, which means there's one of two options with it if you get it. Either A, you glue his waist and it fixes the problem, but he can never transform. I'm going to try another attempt because I only spent $10.
There you go.
And that never happens.
The no, broken it doesn't. Ones
always go for 30.
Yeah.
Always. So I've been looking because, like, I can get an intact Megatron Transmetal for as low as like 60, but I don't want to spend that when the likelihood of a third-party Transmetal Masterpiece version is going to come in the next year or two. So I'm not going to waste that kind of money on it. So I bought this one because I'm like, I have one of two options. I can put a bolt because it's hollow in his chest cavity because the arm's folding. I can put a special type of bolt, drill into the spot where the original piece was in the leg part of the torso, and screw it into there and have it just so that it's loose enough on the top where I can still rotate it and have it click over.
Right.
So that is my goal when I get this figures, because I'm bound and determined that I'm going to customize it paint wise. But the likelihood is it's going to stay in robot mode, which is what I do with all my figures. But yeah, so I mean, I've really enjoyed, you know, the aspect of collecting again, of getting certain figures, of trying to just get that one perfect version of the character. Like Dinobot, I'm not going to get the Transmetal 2. Like, I'm not collecting necessarily Fusors. I mean, if I come across a cheap Silver Bolt and Quick Strike, maybe I'll pick them up. If I come across a cheap Rampage and Depth Charge, maybe I'll pick them up. Maybe I'll just stick with Season 1, which honestly I'm more likely to do because I'm almost there. I'm looking forward to some of this because they're finally coming full circle. They're finally giving us articulated, like, scaled down masterpiece figures in an affordable budget, like Dinobot specifically. Yeah, he looks a little goofy in some of his paint apps and in his beast mode, but his robot mode, other than some missing paint, I mean, he looks like a mini version of the masterpiece. And he's $30 instead of $300. So, I mean, you kind of get what you pay for, but I'm loving the fact that Hasbro is doing this, the scale that they're doing with all their new figures so that it's they're, I mean, I know that Beast Wars and Transformers are technically like G1 are technically different, but they're right. Not with this. So, but it makes it nice for display purposes because you don't have somebody that's like the old Beast Wars figures, you have characters that are insanely oversized or insanely undersized next to somebody who is the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah. This whole one scale fits all type of thing where they, you know, have a commander class Rodimus or a leader class Galvatron or whatever other class of whatever smaller figure. But at least they all look good. Every picture I've seen of people getting these Kingdom figures or getting the Studio 86 figures, every picture I've seen people post that has them all kind of together, they all look really, really good together. There really isn't any that are like, oh, he shouldn't be that short, or he shouldn't be that tall, or he shouldn't be that skinny or fat or whatever kind of thing. As I proposed the question last time when we talked about cartoons, I'll say it again now with toys. For the listeners, tell us your toy collecting habits and tell us about how you like having your toys. Also, this is going to tie into the fact that, ladies and gentlemen, The rebirth of ToyCast is coming June 11th, 2021. That's right, episode 100 of ToyCast is coming, and then we head into a whole new era, and boy, do we have some fun stuff planned for you guys. So yeah, that's my pitch for ToyCast, and yes, toy collecting, it's fun, it's stressful, shouldn't be, but it is.
Well, it's gotten more stressful because you have scalpers.
Yeah, that's a whole other discussion.
That and there's no supply.
I went into Walmart the other day. They still have like 3 or 4 Cyberverse Bumblebee figures on the shelf and nothing else. And they had
everywhere. Everywhere yeah. I go, they have Cyberverse, like, still pretty stocked. It's the rest of them that are, like, you're hard-pressed to find Kingdom. If you want Siege or you want Earthrise, you can still find those. Or you can find the reissue Headmasters or the RED line. But everything else is pretty hard-pressed to find.
The RED line, I don't mind. I think that's kind of cool.
I don't mind that, but I'm saying, like, as far as, like, finding Kingdom or any of the new figures... If you don't catch them the week that they come out, you will not see them again for 3 months.
Yeah, you're absolutely screwed. Yep. What do we got coming up next? We're going to talk about comics on the show as we head toward our 200th episode in version 3 of all things Transformers. Anyway,
It's all things Transformers. So I actually, that number is calculating back to the very first episode of the version 1.0.
Mm.
So there is no 3.0. That's why it's all in that aligned continuity.
So basically what he's saying, folks, is till all are gone.
Yep.
All right. You got any final words for us, Megatron, before we get the heck out of here?
No, but stop scalping my toys.
I mean, you need a haircut. I mean, it was 2020. You never know.
Where's my masterpiece?
At the store somewhere.
Not yet.
Transform and transcend, and we'll catch you next time here on All Things Transformers.
Yeah.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.